Former state senator Dan Lilienquist says it's time for a new generation of leaders to take on the challenges of today.
I haven't seen the leadership that I expect.
Lilienquist says if elected to the U.S. Senate, his focus would be to regain control of long-term structural issues like entitlement spending, something he says Senator Orrin Hatch isn't doing enough of.
He's been there 36 years, and God bless him for his service. But in those 36 years, our national debt has increased by more than 3,000%. And I want to know where he's been, you know, the last 18 years he's been on the Finance Committee. What substantive reforms has he pushed forward to really change the trajectory on entitlement?
But Hatch's campaign manager, Dave Hansen, says voters wanting entitlement reform should look no further than Hatch, who he notes would be chair of the Senate Finance Committee if Republicans take back the majority.
Utahns are going to have to make a decision that who can best represent them and who can best look out for their interests, somebody with experience and connections and abilities, or somebody who's brand new in the job.
Lilienquist, though, says being new on the job should not be frowned upon. The 37-year-old was named Governing Magazine's 2011 Public Official of the Year for his work on both pension and Medicaid reform.
Passion and dedication and hard work and commitment to doing something substantive overcomes seniority every single time. And that's what we found in the Utah legislature, where people said, you need more seniority before you can tackle pensions and Medicaid, and I just disagree. It's time for leaders, and I think this country is dying for people who will stand up and lead.
Lilienquist says one of the most challenging factors in deciding to run was his family. He and his wife, Brooke, have 6 children. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.